Carolyn Kolobaba, who is the Reeve of Northern Sunrise County. She joins us today. Thank you very much for joining us. First of all, Your Worship, just get your comments on voter turnout that happened for Northern Sunrise County in the election on the 18th.
Yeah, I'm glad that everybody came out. I think the referendum questions drew a lot of people to the voting polls as well as the municipal elections.
Now that the new council has been in, or now that the new council is in place, and you've been elected Reeve again, you've been chosen as the Reeve for Northern Sunrise County. What are the biggest priorities heading into the first term and into the new year?
Well, we're working on infrastructure. Some of our roads have failed us, so we're rebuilding. That takes a lot of time. And of course, this past summer, it's been an excellent construction season. Not necessarily good for agriculture, but it certainly was good for that. We will continue to work on our advocacy to the province on broadband. Broadband is a huge issue for us. COVID brought it to light more than ever when some kids couldn't even get on the internet for their schooling. So we are deeply concerned about that. We will be putting up two towers in the municipality and then look forward to putting up more towers. As you know, most of the larger companies cherry pick and they get the highest population areas where they put broadband in, where we in remote and rural are a little bit stranded by not having that.
The networking sessions that you have with other jurisdictions in the Peace region as well as the province, I'm sure it is quite strong with them and Northern Sunrise County. How important is it to keep that networking up, as it were?
Well, we have very good neighbors. We work hard with them to ensure that they are viable along with our municipality. We are leaders in the north, advocating for, you know, the northern territories or the northern pieces of our region to get infrastructure, and that includes a road east-west connector to Fort McMurray. We've asked for that a long time, and the province is working on it now through MLA Gibson, and they have a committee formed, and so we will continue to advocate for that as well. Our neighbors, we work very closely with them on several different committees, and our voice is heard through the Northern Alberta elected leaders.
Is everybody looking forward to the next term in office?
Yes, actually, we had our first council meeting with our two new members. So we're grateful that we've got some members on there that are willing to move our county forward.
That is actually a good point that you bring up. You have got some new blood, as it were. How exciting and how much is everybody looking forward to having the newbies' input, as it were?
Oh. It's always good to get new ideas. I mean, that's what creativity is, and we've always been a council that respects the creativity and the understanding of others. So we're welcoming them into our family at Northern Sunrise County along with administration.
Reeve Carolyn Kolobaba is with Northern Sunrise County. Your Worship, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Anytime. Grateful to help talk.